Bezalel Mizbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Silchos Tumas Achron, the laws of impurity of food items in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing that of what's connected, specifically regarding a nitzuk, a flow, and also some rules regarding a tefillin, which we mentioned in the previous Perek, that there's certain leniencies regarding as it relates to the halachas of a tefillin. As Rambam gets a halacha regarding the connection of a flow for the laws of Tumah and of Tahara. So Hanitzuk, which is the pillar of a flow that connects the flow of the vessel that you're pouring from to the one that you're pouring into. That's called nitzuk. So in the chibah, that's not considered a connection. Not for making impurity, not for making purity. Keitzer hasol. So ma'udah mashkin toidin l'tech kli tamei. Let's say someone's pouring liquids that were pure into a vessel that was impure. The fellow gabi asheretz, or even in, let's say on top of a sheretz, which is obviously impure. Hadiya amr hanitzuk tar. So the pillar that's being poured is pure. Now, so what would that be relevant? Let's even call it minamashkin. So you have this flow that's like a pillar almost that's connecting the upper and the lower. And then call it minamashkin hanigodim. Let's say someone gathered from the liquid that was being poured, minavir, from the ear space. Hadizah shakol tar, that which he collected in the bowl is tar. And it's not tame, oh, because part of it's touching on the bottom, it's like it's connected all the way up. And then tar chlem, you don't have to say shamashkin shamadim mehem tar. And for sure, the liquid that you're pouring from, those liquids for sure are going to be tar. Now, halacha based by midrash, when we say this, is b'she'idah mitzayin letzayin. We are pouring from cold to cold, or mecham lecham, or from hot to hot, or mecham letzayin, or from hot to cold. Av ma'odah mashkin tohayidin tzayin, and let's say someone's pouring liquid that's pure, that's cold. Letech mashkin tamei mecham, and into a bowl that has, let's say, hot tamei liquids. Hadayah nitzuk chibah, then the flow actually is going to be a connection. V'nitma ha'mashkin tzayin kulam shumarah mehem, and then all the cold liquids that were tar that you're pouring from are all going to be tamei. And v'nitma haklishan ma'armena, and even the vessel that you're pouring from is also going to become tummy. Mach masamashkin shabatecha, because the liquids inside are tummy, making, and the liquid that's tummy makes a vessel tummy. Shadayin mo, because it became tummy. Now, me'mo amr, why did they say ma'armashkin sen lecham and chiba? Why specifically when you're pouring cold liquids into hot liquids is that flow considered a connection? Nishashan hachamen, because the smoke of the hot bottom liquid, oily katim asashin, goes like a pillar of smoke, umisarav ban nitzuk. And it gets mixed into the flow ubamayim shabakli yelling and with the water in the upper vessel umetamekli, and it contaminates the vessel sha'ashon oil melchamin, because the smoke that comes up from the hot beverage on the bottom mashkinu chashim, that smoke, that vapor has the halacha like the liquid itself, which is tami halacha gimel afikach. Therefore ha'isha shal yodeh toidus, if a woman had pure hands ve'hegesen, now she's mixing with a spoon bigadeh tamei, in a pot that has, that's tami. Now her hands get sweaty from the heat, from the vapor of the pot. So her hands become tummy, as if she touched the liquid in the pot. Let's say the other way around. Let's say her hands were tummy. And she's mixing in the pot. The hands are getting sweaty. Now whatever's in the pot can become tummy, as if she touched the liquid in the pot, which that whole vapor with the liquid is considered as if her tummy hands are touching that. Nechil devash hazifim, the flow of the honey of zifim with devash tzapachas and the honey of tzapachas, which are two places in Eretz Yisrael where the honey over there was very thick. Hanitzik shalem chibra, that flow is going to be considered as connected. Even if you're pouring from cold to cold, because there's like, it's like a sticky, and therefore they're like, they pull like glue, and therefore they consider connected. Now, lefikach, therefore, kol ha'ichal, all food items, in a nitzik shalehem chibra. We said their flow is not considered connected. Even if they're very thick, like grisim, like groat, like the actual like a farina, or oatmeal, v'achil v'mahutach, or liquid fats, v'kaitzbem, things like that, lefisha in lemri, because they don't really have a connection. Also, all of the liquids in an iskishal mechibur, their flow is not considered connected. Ilim kin edim etzayin lechem, unless if you're pouring, like we said, from cold to hot, like we explained. But besides, like those honeys, which are very thick, that has rear, then it's going to be considered connected. Halacha hey. Now, just like we said for tuma, hanitzik in the chibur letahara, the flow does not have a halacha of connection for purification. Kitzur haso. Shem edim mayim tameim mikli evan. Let's say someone's pouring tamei waters from a stone vessel, which is not Mekabel Tuma, or something similar like that, like earth or dung weir. L'techa mikvah. And you're pouring this tummy waters into a mikvah. Einam, we don't say, okay, Meshagig tzas anitzik l'mikvah, once the bottom part of the flow is touching the mikvah, so tara amayim, so then all the water is purified from the halach of hashaka, which when you have tummy water is connected to a mikvah, it's purified. No. Rather, those liquids in the vessel remain tummy, until the mikvah waters, so to speak, kiss and touch all of them, at least from one side, for example, the whole upper part, like we explained, and it wouldn't be sufficient that just the bottom of the flow, because that's not considered mechuber, not for tumah, and not for like we're discussing now, for that of tahar. Now the Rambam continues regarding the connection of a slope, or if it's in a gathered area. We were speaking about a flow of what's pouring. So too, if you have a slanted area where the water that's poured on immediately flows downward and doesn't stay where it is, if it's pretty moist, that the hand would touch it would get wet. Still, that liquid does not connect to the other beverages that's on the slope. And just like we said regarding the laws of Nitzik, this is loy l'tumah, neither for the laws of tumah. So let's say tumah touched that liquid, it would not contaminate the liquids that's elsewhere on the slope. And loy l'tara, neither for purification. So if let's say the mikvah waters are touching, it does not become purified, that liquid that is that's moist. Of l'mashkin shabash boidin, but let's say liquid that's in the gathered pit, kulam chibir l'tumah b'l'tara. That's not in the slope, that's all gathered. That would be considered all that liquid as connected to the laws of Tumah and Fatara. Halacha Vav, a reva, regarding a trough, she katafritis, which either the bottom is slanty or it's laying on a slanty space. V'leo mashketefech, and on this trough, this container, there's a moist liquid. V'shosh chatiches echon tamein b'kabeah. And you have three pieces of food items that the three of them together would make up the shear of a kabeah the size of an egg. We're talking about where they're touching each other, but they're not biting one the other. And they're menochnala, they're on this trough, which has this moist liquid on it. Zulumatim is the one beneath the other one. In mitzdarfin, they don't combine to contaminate the liquids, and then they themselves would go ahead and contaminate the trough, like meaning the liquids would contaminate the areva, like old tummy liquids that contaminate other things, even vessels. No, that would not be the case, because they're not considered as connected through the liquid to make the liquid now tummy, which is a food item of a kebeya. But if there was only two pieces in sum total making a kebeya, then hadel mitzarfis, actually then they would combine because the droplet of the liquid that's between the two pieces, that doesn't have the halacha of ketafis. And that's touching a kebeya of, because it's right there between those two food items, and they become tummy, and then the liquid becomes tummy from the kebeya because it's touching both of them, and then there would be mitame the areva. But with three pieces, you have to have two different droplets, one connected between piece number one and two, and one connected between two and three, and therefore the droplets are not combining, we said, because then you have to look at the droplets as one entity, but that's ketafis, which on slope, which doesn't combine. Now, but let's say if beneath those pieces of food items, there was stationary liquid. For example, let's say the bottom of the trough was flat. Oh, then I feel like then even if the pieces of the dough are very small, each one the size of a mustard seed, but in sum total they're a kebeya, then that liquid which was stationary actually would combine them all to have the halacha of tamas eichlam. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the leniencies of connection as it relates specifically to the laws of tefillah. Now, Kfar Bi'anu already explained in Paragut from Hilchas Avos Tumah Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, that Tful Yom, that someone who was tummy immersed himself that day before sundown, he does not contaminate chul at all. El Paisel, he only invalidates Achlei Truma or Mashki Truma, food items and beverages of Truma, and he makes everything, even liquids, which generally become a Rishon, and he makes everything into a Shlishi, into a third degree, which is only Pasel. It doesn't even further the Tumah to anything else. He touches food items or beverages of kachim, psalon, it only makes them invalid, which that means vason revi makes them into revi, which it cannot contaminate anything further. Halacha ches. Now, yesh devarim she'in mechibah betfulyam. There are certain things that are not considered connected for the halacha of betfulyam. Even though we're going to all of the tumas to consider connected, ela rather nogabem tfulyam, if the tfulyam touches them, like pasul el zeh shenogabem, he only invalidates that which he touches. Now, if let's say it would have been a different person that was tummy, that didn't tevel, that was not a tvul yom, if he would have touched it, he would invalidate it all. Still, for the Tevil Yom, we don't consider it's connected. And even if the one who would touch it would be Adam She'ach L'Echon Tamein, a person that is only Tamein because he ate Tamein food, or Ashos HaMashkan Tamein, or he drank liquids out of Tamein, She'etum HaKal, which is a very light Tamein because it's a rabbinic Gezerah, still Hariz Apostle HaKoyl, he would invalidate everything. She'loi Pesol HaTevil Yom, which would not be invalidated by the Tevil Yom. And Vein Tzachlim, enough to say Shem Hoya Negei Av Tamei Rishon, that if the one who's touching was a primary category or first degree, Shem Tamei Kol, they would contaminate everything. So the question is, why were they lenient by the Tevil Yom? The reason is when they shekvar tar, because he already purified himself, he already tabled in the mikvah. Vein Mechusei Lehar Shemesh, only missing sundown, and therefore they made these leniencies. Voidei Kel B'Tevil Yom, another leniency they made regarding a Tevil Yom is, She'esh Echol and Shem Yuchal Ma'adna, certain food items that are designated for a person, they become tummy from all types of tummas. But they enter Tevil Yom, but regarding Tevil Yom, we consider as tar. They are hasero v'akusemes, the barley and spelt, b'sman she'im klufim, when they weren't hulled yet, when they weren't peeled from their shells. Avosman she'im klufim, but when they were shelled, and v'achita, and regarding wheat, avos pishayim klufim, even if the shells were not taken off. V'aketzach, which is a type of like a black cumin, v'ashum shem and sesame seeds, they are nifsal Tevil Yom, they do become invalidated from Tevil Yom. And then Tzach Lemeshim and Stam Mechol Tumas, we have to say that for sure they become Tamei from all other types of Tumas. Halacha Tess, Kol Yado Echolin Shem Chibib Avatumah. All the handles of food items which are considered connected by a primary category of Tumah, Harehin Chibib Tevil Yom, they're going to be considered connected for the laws of Tevil Yom. And V'chein Tzotu Kol Echol Shenifre Som Oida B'Mikzis, any food item that became split, but is still attached a little bit. That in regards to the laws of Avatama, it would be considered connected, which we already spoke about prior, when would it be considered connected? But if it would be considered connected by the Avatama, so it would be considered connected for the laws of Tevil Yom. Now, but whatever is not considered connected regarding the laws of a Tevil Yom, but it would be considered connected regarding other Tumas, so although it's not considered connected for a Tevil Yom, it would be considered connected for the laws of hands. Because, and that's a chiddush, although the laws of Yadayim and Tevil Yom both are shnias, and they make the truma pasul and not tameh, but they're not the same regarding the laws of connection. It would be considered connected regarding the laws of Yadayim. And Megam Zachem, but Tumas Yadayim and Tevil Yom, this is another stringency that the tuma of hands have over that of a Tevil Yom, where, because in Hilchas Avos HaTuma, Paragyur Halacha Hei, there was another stringency mentioned by Yadayim over that of a Tevil Yom, that Tevil Yom does not contaminate the liquids of Chulin at all, whereas Yadayim, the hands, generic hands that were not protected, they contaminate to make the liquids even like a Rishon LaTumah.